Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In today's gospel reading, as Jesus was again setting out on his journey to Jerusalem, a man ran up and knelt before him. The man's eagerness to get to Jesus and his respect before him are impressive. The man was asking Jesus, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" At a minimum, the man had some positive understanding of Jesus, both as a good teacher and as a teacher of the way to eternal life. But the man also had a negative issue that Jesus at least tried to address in what follows in the gospel reading. As we reflect on this gospel reading today, the only day in our three-year cycle of readings that we have to consider this particular exchange, despite seemingly parallel accounts in St. Matthew and St. Luke's Gospels, we reflect on the gospel reading under the question, who is good? Who is good? Today's gospel reading from St. Mark's divinely inspired gospel account comes immediately after the gospel reading that we heard last week. In last week's reading, Jesus was in the region of Judea and beyond the Jordan, teaching the crowds that were gathered to him, including both some Pharisees who asked about divorce, and then later in the house, Jesus' own disciples. He spoke of those who divorce and remarry, committing adultery, and of receiving the kingdom of God like a child, and so being able to enter into it. The man in today's reading, as if summing up his own accomplishments, said that since he was a child, he had kept all the commandments of the second table, like that commandment against committing adultery. As good as the man with great possessions seemed to think that he was, Jesus said the man still lacked one thing. We might say that one thing was the right relationship between him and his material possessions to God in the flesh of the man, Jesus Christ. To be sure, the man did not recognize himself as a sinner by nature, one in need of the free forgiveness that Jesus came to earn with his suffering and death on the cross. The man asked what he needed to do in order to inherit eternal life. Since he asked what he needed to do, the man seemed to think that he had the ability to do something to inherit eternal life, and that the goal of eternal life was reachable by him. Yes, the idea of inheriting eternal life can suggest something that one receives simply by virtue of a death without any merit of one's own. But there can also be terms and conditions for inheritances. And the man in the gospel reading, self-righteousness, was all the more evident when he said that from his youth, probably about age 13, when he would have had his bar mitzvah and become a son of the commandments, he had kept all the second table commandments to love his neighbor. The man clearly was not thinking about the first table commandments to love God. Nor was he thinking at all about his sinful nature, that despite what Jesus might have granted for the sake of argument, prevented the man from truly keeping any of the commandments in the first place. Contrary to what some imagine, there is neither an age of assent to sin, nor an age of accountability for sin. Holy Scripture says, all have sinned and lack the glory of God, and the whole world is held accountable to God. Neither was the man in the gospel reading, nor are we, good by nature. Holy Scripture says that from our youth, the intention of our hearts is evil. In fact, the Bible says every intention of the thoughts of our hearts is only evil continually. For we are sinful from the moment of our conceptions, and there is no one who does good, not even one. There is no one who does good, not even one, except, of course, God. In the gospel reading, Jesus asked the man why he called Jesus good. And Jesus said, no one is good except God alone. Apparently, the man was not quite ready to call Jesus God, for he dropped the word good the second time he called Jesus teacher. And yet, Jesus was and is God and man, divine and human. Perhaps ironically, the man in the gospel reading, in effect, claimed goodness to Jesus, the only one who could say truly that he had kept all the commandments, both the second table commandments to love neighbors and the first table commandments to love God. For on the cross, to the point of death, Jesus loved both God the Father and also his neighbors, namely the man in the gospel reading and also each one of us. St. Mark uniquely tells us that having looked at this man, Jesus loved him. Love is not the reaction we might expect from Jesus towards someone so evil, claiming to be so good. But Jesus' love led him to try to lead the man, as he tries to lead each one of us, to repent and to receive his forgiveness and his goodness. Today's Old Testament reading describes the devouring fire of God's wrath, the wrath that we all deserve on account of our sin. But God in that reading also calls us to seek him to live so that he can be gracious to us. Likewise, today's epistle reading warns both against hardening by the deceitfulness of sin and against unbelieving hearts that keep people from inheriting the rest that God intends for us all. So too, Jesus' words to the man in the gospel reading, to go, to sell all that he had, to give to the poor, to come and to follow him. Those words called the man to turn from his sin and offered the man God's forgiveness and goodness. The gospel reading says that the man was disheartened by Jesus' saying, his word, and that he went away sorrowful. As far as we know, the man never repented. And that makes this particular exchange the only one in the gospel accounts in which Jesus' invitation to follow him is even tacitly refused. What is your response? Through his word, God calls us to repent. And through his word in all its forms, he both offers and enables us to receive his forgiveness and goodness. Holy baptism works forgiveness of sins, rescues from death and the devil, and gives eternal salvation to all who believe, as it did this morning for little Ansley Renee. Individual holy absolution from the pastor forgives sins before God in heaven as validly and certainly as if Christ our dear Lord dealt with us himself. Holy communion gives us the true body and true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ under the bread and wine for the forgiveness of sins, for life, and for salvation. Rather than being disheartened by Jesus' word and going away sorrowful, as did the man in the gospel reading, we who repent and believe and receive God's forgiveness and goodness in these ways are encouraged and go away joyful to live in our vocations with a right relationship between ourselves and our material possessions to God in the flesh of the man Jesus Christ. With Johann Scheffler, as translated in our hymn of the day, we thank Jesus that our souls are healed by what his lips revealed. And we love him not for hope of high reward, but for his own sake. Who is good? Neither was the man in the gospel reading good, nor are we good on account of our fallen human nature. But on account of his good divine nature, the God-man Jesus is good. And by grace, on account of his death for us, he gives us his forgiveness and goodness as we believe in him. We eagerly run up to him and respectfully kneel before him. His word, in all its forms, encourages us, and we go away joyful. As we live with a right relationship between ourselves and our material possessions to him, we do not earn or buy heavenly treasure, the resurrection of our bodies to eternal life with him. But he freely gives that heavenly treasure to us for his own name's sake. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.